The crisis in the South African police ministry and the South African police is deepening. We speak to Unita de Pria of Action Society. Welcome, Unita.
Thank you for having me. It's always a pleasure.
It's been a couple of days of drama. Now, let's start with Brian Mokgotsi, the alleged associate of the police minister. He has now come out to say he is actually an undercover cop.
Yes, actually, when it broke, I thought it read like a movie, a really interesting movie, but one that I don't want to be in. So the plot thickens every single day, it seems. I almost have no words to describe what we've been seeing these past couple of weeks. And we don't know who to trust. Is he really an undercover cop? Is he involved? Is he covering his tracks? Is the guy who broke the news covering his tracks? It's just, we don't know who to trust. It's very clear from all the comments and all the responses that we see online, in newspapers, wherever, that South Africans are fed up about crime and corruption in the criminal justice system. But we just don't know who to trust now, because everybody says, no, I'm it's not me. We don't know who to trust.
Still on Brian Mokgotsi, it has emerged that he was also a well-known campaigner for President Cyril Ramaphosa's presidency. Now, that has made the waters even murkier. I don't know what you think.
Yes, 100%. Who is connected to who? And when it broke, I immediately thought, oh, Telly must be involved here. And turns out he is. So everybody is connected. And it doesn't just go up to the police minister or whichever ministers. It goes all the way up to our president of our country. And I think what is making people so upset is that it doesn't look like the president is, like he's got a backbone, that he's standing up and saying, this is unacceptable. Everybody should, there should be an overhaul of everything. We're not going to stand for this. And then it makes people think, why is he not doing this? Is he involved as well?
Now, the police minister is supposed to be on special leave, but he seems to be on the African National Congress campaign trail and using that opportunity to remind black generals in the police that they were appointed by the African National Congress. Now, to some people, that seems like a threat.
It does seem like a threat. I don't know why. It would have been so much better for the ANC if they just said he must also step back from the ANC. Because now it makes you think even more, how far does it go up? On whose authority? Is it just on his own that he's threatening people? Or is it on the authority of the ANC, the NUC? Or who is involved here? And just saying that there will be a commission of inquiry. How many have we had in South Africa? What has come from that? How much did it cost South Africans? We don't want to see that. We want action. We want to see that you are taking this seriously. Why not just fire him or put him on leave without pay and say you can't be in the ANC campaigning or threatening people? You should step away until whatever inquiry is finished. And then if it turns out you were not guilty, then you can have back pay. And that is the same thing we are saying in the police. If there is ever just a little smoke surrounding a police officer, put them on leave, don't pay them until it is proved that they are not guilty. And then you can give them back pay. But now you keep them in the positions and you keep them in a place of power where they can intimidate people and remind them, you know, who is really roaming the roost. How can we expect solutions and a different outcome if we keep doing the same thing?
It does seem from statements by people like the Secretary General that the ANC has already made up his mind that the minister is innocent. And meanwhile, the incoming police minister, Feroz Khachalia, seems to have taken a swipe at the KZN general by saying that giving the police a license to kill is not the answer to dealing with crime.
Mm. Well, there are proper procedures to follow. I think everybody was really shocked by the KZN commissioner's approach to do this. But why did he do it like that? That was the first thing I think everybody thought. It could be a good strategic move, because if he's really innocent and now he's pointing fingers, then you should put yourself in the spotlight, because if anything is going to happen to you, then we will know exactly where to point the fingers. So it could have been a strategic move, but there are procedures to follow. I don't think the procedures, it's not clear how these procedures work for the ANC and the people who's running the country, but just logically thinking as a normal South African, it doesn't seem like it is the right procedures. So there is value in Kajalia's swipe, but who knows? Had he done it in a different way, would he have been a target as well? Is it just a very smart move because he's standing behind the door and he's got to do the first move and then you're the hero? We don't know.
I mean, rumors are flying about who was supposed to have been arrested before that press conference. Was it the general himself by IPET, or did the political killings task team want to arrest the minister and the deputy national commissioner? It seems that there were arrests planned on various sides, none of which have now happened. I don't know if you heard anything.
No, not that we can. It's just rumors that we hear all the time. And I think that is also, it is making the water so murky, because now we hear all these rumors. If everything was functioning as it should have been, if the rot didn't start at the top, then there wouldn't have been a need for all these rumors to swirl around. Then we would have known, okay, this is a person who is a problem. These are the procedures to follow. Get them out in the correct way. But now we can't trust that the procedures are working, that everybody is above board. So what is left to solve the problem? And the problem is not who said what or whatever. It is that there is corruption, there is crime in the police. And these are the people who are supposed to protect us, who are supposed to be the models of staying inside of the law. But this is not happening. And they are by far not the only people. We've been saying for such a long time that we have to do lifestyle audits at least starting for the management of police, because you can't be driving a Ferrari and be a police officer. The math is not mathing. So do the lifestyle audits. If there is a red flag, then you have to investigate it. But why is it not happening? Because who is funding who? Who is connected to who? Who's scooping a bit from the trial? And that, it doesn't sit nice, and it doesn't sit. Everybody in South Africa is fed up with the situation, and doing nothing about it or just acting like you're doing something is not going to cut the boy anymore.
Well, regardless of the truth, what cannot be denied is that the police is infiltrated by organized crime. When last have we seen the arrest of a kingpin?
Exactly. That is the question that we have to ask. Why are so many things happening? Why, for example, are we... there was a... I think she's a brigadier, but she's 29 years old, never served in the police. And she was appointed to the Moord police station, Vispol, somebody who should be entrenched in police. Why is all of these things happening? Is this maybe why kingpins are not arrested? Because the alliances, the allies, are sitting inside of the police. Is that why we're not seeing the arrests of kingpins? It is so infiltrated. And this person who was appointed, she is on bail for fraud and corruption. So how do you do that? How I don't understand how the police think or the decision-making people in the police think this is a way to go forward. This is, we are sitting with a crisis, but let's appoint more people in dodgy situations. How are you thinking?
Now, former President Jacob Zuma's MKP has gone to the Constitutional Court to try and stop the implementation of President Ramaphosa's decision to put the police minister on special leave. So that should be a very interesting case.
It should be interesting. And usually the MK party is a bit up and down, and you never know what to expect from them. And the track record shows that their leader is not a very honest person. So now you want to say, yes, it is a good thing to go, but I don't want to trust that you're doing this for the better of South Africa. You're just doing it to better yourself. Are you still involved? Will your stuff come out even more? Nobody is trusting anybody. And I don't know. We must see what comes out of that. It might open a little box of something, but I just don't know who is involved, who is covering their own backs. And that is what creates rumors, and that is what creates what people believe is actually happening. Fact or not, they hear the rumors continuously, they see people doing stuff, and then they start believing that is actually the truth, and it might not be.
And all this coming on the heels of the arrest of the crime intelligence boss, General Dumisani Khumalo, and those top generals and police officers.
You might want to think, was the water getting too warm for people? So again, and that is why I think, is Mkhwanazi, did he act first before he gets in trouble? Or is he really a police officer who wants the truth to get out and want the police force to be clean and a role model organization to the country? We don't know. And having an inquiry of lasting 3 years where everybody gets to cover their tracks and create new alliances is not the way to solve it. We have to act swift. We have to, and that is why we were so excited when the joint commission or portfolio committee said no, they want a quick, swift, and these are the steps they are going to take. So we welcome that. Act fast. Act with having the best of South Africans as the goal, not to just do whatever. Just putting up a show, not taking action.
With all this instability, you have your ear on the ground. What is the state of the South African police as we speak this morning?
Well, what we hear is that it is really unstable at the moment. And can you blame a police officer who was born to be a police officer? They really have it in their heart to protect South Africans. And now they hear the people that they are reporting to might not be above board. So it is very unstable. And I think there is now mistrust. Everybody is wondering, how irresponsible is it to have a police force where everybody is mistrusting each other? Because you have to know that your partner's got your back, that your station's got your back, that you will work together for a single goal. But now you don't know if you can trust people. Are they also a crook in the police? But we do hear it is very unstable. There is a lot of uncertainty. And it is not good for a police force to be like that. It should be a very, very stable part of the government.
Junita, any final thoughts on this ongoing crisis from you?
Well, I think South Africans should not just listen to the rumors, but try to verify things when you read it. Don't just trust what everybody is saying, because I am 100% sure there are disinformation campaigns running as we speak, because people have to cover their backs. So don't contribute to the rumors. And then if you, again, like we always say, if you see something, speak out. Go and we are not in a place where we can say, it's somebody else's problem. This affects everybody. It affects whatever happens in your life. If you have contact with the police, if you don't speak up now and act, then you might not have the chance later on, because it might be a whole different story that we're going to see.
Let's hope those who do know the truth come forward. And that was you, Anita. The Priya of Action Society speaking to BizNews. I'm Christine. Thank you.